Ladies and gentlemen, on Sunday, it's bank holiday, and I've got a special with a very talented lady. People don't realise how much Jennifer Ellison has done in her life, and she's going to surprise you because we've got a two-hour special, just me and her in conversation. But I had to ring her tonight because we have a very angry, irritated, annoyed Jennifer Ellison on the phone, who has been having a go at Piers Morgan. Hello, young Jenny.
Hello.
What's it all about?
Honestly, Peter, do you know what? I just feel so disappointed, so let down. Basically, my students have been on Britain's Got Talent. They have, well, Sam and Carl's golden buzzer. They've turned around and went out and wowed the judges last night, won the public vote. Now, people are, like, trying to discredit that. They actually won the public vote. And then you go on this morning after, well, Good Morning Britain, after 3 hours sleep, and are publicly assassinated by Piers Morgan. Literally torn apart. Now, what you don't know is my students went on there and they're so proud they've achieved so much. These kids have come from nothing. The Liverpool kids with not much, you know, they've got no backing behind them. They're doing so well. This is a life-changing opportunity. And these are bloody good kids, and I mean that. And when the show's all done, they don't want us to release their identities, but when the show's all done, you'll all hear their backstories and what they've got to say and what they've achieved and what they've overcome. It's just so inspirational. Now, we're not having a VT at the beginning of our performance. We're not having a sob story. We're not having a chance to win over the public. We're just going on dancing as what they say. You know, I don't know, what do they call it? It's like saying that the soul of stormtroopers. You know, and that's not the case. These are students. These are talented world champion dancers from Liverpool who are going out and dancing in costumes that are impossible to walk in. And that's what my whole issue is. They went out, they absolutely smashed the show. I've just been watching it back, and they are. The magician was great, but I think they're the best act on the show. They've just gone out, smashed the whole show, and then you get in Piers Morgan slating them on television, live television, when they haven't got a right to reply. They can't turn around and defend themselves. He knew they were stormtroopers and they couldn't speak. So they go on, they try to reply by putting thumbs up when he actually said that's the worst show, the worst act on Britain's Got Talent ever. The talentless, what do you think about that? They put the thumbs up and then they go, there you go. It's absolutely disgusting, Peter. I'm not being horrible or nothing, but I just think that as a principal of a school and as safeguards and stuff like that, that should not be allowed to happen.
Jennifer, the only good thing that has come out of it is the public have now got behind them even more, and that could be a real slap in the face for Piers Morgan.
But I don't know. Do you know what? I don't know if they will get behind them all the more because they've asked for the amount of viewers that daytime show has. And for people, for him to say that the talentless, the worst act ever, he wouldn't be in the final if he was still a judge. Well, let me just tell you something. Those kids are going out to represent Team England in the Dance World Cup next month. Now, they have been voted, those dancers, without the suits on, have been voted the best dance act in the country to represent Team England. And he's saying that the talentless.
The amazing thing that you mentioned before, to dance with the movements, to throw yourself over somebody else in those suits is quite remarkable in itself.
Do you know what, right? It's Britain's Got Talent. I'm sick of seeing singers. If you want to be a singer, go on X Factor. I'm sick of seeing all these acts that year after year keep running. It's boring. We wanted to come up with something original. We wanted to come up with something current. The new Star Wars films have all had a new lease of life. They're coming out every time. We wanted something that the British public would get behind, love and be entertained. Now, I know if they were given the chance to go out on that Royal Variety Show, they will absolutely bring the house down. Do you know why? Because they are world champion dancers. It is something new. It is something entertaining. It is something that gets people off the seats. Every time they performed, all four judges have stood up on this out of the seat. I watched it back before. They all said it was absolutely brilliant. So original, so brilliant. So why now are we getting this horrendous, horrendous backlash? I don't understand it. I really don't understand where it's coming from. And do you know what? For all the people who are saying that they're talentless and they can't dance, let's get Saturday out the way and I'll put those kids on a stage next to any dancer in this country and they'll wipe the floor with them.
How have people reacted to you, your friends and colleagues and parents of the kids and the people you know in the dance world? How have they reacted?
Peace, it's been amazing for me because I've had such an amazing feedback. But the thing is, I've had my career and I'm protecting these kids. I'm their principal now. And all I want is for them to do well. Now, when I see people like jumping on the bandwagon and calling them, I'm going to defend them. No matter what my relationship is with Piers Morgan in a professional stage, I'm their principal, so I will defend them. They're the nicest group of kids you could ever meet. The guy who's doing the flip, he broke his back. He broke his back a few years ago. We've got one lad, we've got one student who's 21 years of age, right? And he's got cystic fibrosis. And he's dancing to that standard. He's a world champion. And he is now going out to represent Team England in a solo. And, you know, this is what they don't see. They don't get to see this backstory. They don't get to see the talent of the students, the backstories. They're falling in love with all these VTs and then falling in love with the performance. But we're getting these cold, you know, stormtroopers. And that's not what they are. That is not what they are. And it's just annoying me so much that they went on TV this morning to promote the little act. They stood there, God loved them, after 3 hours sleep and got absolutely assassinated.
Tell me, when they took their outfits off and they were in the dressing rooms, how have they reacted themselves?
They were like in tears.
I presume this is going to make you more determined than ever for the final.
I tell you something, we've got one day. And let me tell all the Liverpool now. We've just got off the train now. We got in 15 minutes ago. They give us our music. We've got one day. We go back to Liverpool tomorrow. We go back to London tomorrow night. And we are on that train. And then we've got rehearsals on Friday. Camera box. We've got one day to do this whole routine. And do you know what? We're going to smash it. I'll tell you something. We are going to smash it. Because I'm going to make sure we smash it. Because I'm going to show from Great Britain what Liverpool have got to offer.
Jenny Allison, your passion is there, your anger is there. We're doing a special which we've put together because we had to put it together before because we knew Britain's Got Talent was going to be out and we knew that this was going to happen. Just briefly, what's the history of Boogie Storm?
Basically, because everyone's saying it's all set up. What happens is my husband owns a party company. And they go out to kids' parties and they dress as Darth Vader, the Stormtrooper, and different characters. And one day we thought, wouldn't it be boss to have like the Stormtroopers dancing or Darth Vader dancing? So I own a college and a performing arts school. And I thought, well, let's put some of the college students in the suit. So we kind of like played about with this a little bit. And then it kind of like grew wings and kind of took off and it was like, God, this is so clever and so funny and the public are going to love this. So we decided to enter Britain's Got Talent and then the rest is history. But you know what, instead of embracing it and thinking, wow, our original, there's so many people trying to get it.
Yeah.
And let me tell you one thing, I hope to God, I really do. I've never ever moved to London because I love Liverpool so much. I just hope to God that they get behind the act that really deserve it. And they really, really do. I promise you, these kids really deserve this. They love Liverpool. They're passionate about Liverpool.
That says £1 million. £1 million that's worth. That's great. The big shock for me, though, on it was seeing your husband on camera. We're getting there, Rob.
Oh, my God.
I went, aye, aye. If he's in Phantom of the Opera, there's going to be murders.
Oh, he's off his head. He was terrible. He was going, please don't put me on camera. Please don't put me on camera. God love him. He hates being in anything.
Jenny, to finish off, we've done a special which was brilliant, wasn't it, for Sunday?
Oh, it was. It was. Do you know what? You think, oh my goodness, what am I going to say in 2 hours? It literally flew. I felt like I was talking to you for 15 minutes.
Well, you were amazing. And you want your message to the public about that group getting on the final. What's your message?
I just, Liverpool, you've never, ever let me down. You have always supported me through everything I've ever done. Every single thing, down to my nice child's kitchen, you've always been behind me. This is one last push. This is kids who are from underprivileged families who've got nothing. Get behind them. They have got talent. We will take the suits off them and I will show you what world-class dancers look like. Please support them. Please get behind them and please vote. I love you, Liverpool.
Jennifer Allison, thank you very much.
Thank you, Pete.